I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, very excited to have my next guest with me. He joins us monthly here. He is the host and founder of Pray in Jesus' Name. Be sure and get over to the website, Pray in Jesus' Name. And you can watch him on a number of television networks all across the country. And getting ready to launch on another station. I'll let him tell you about that. But I want to welcome to the program Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Chaps, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, Pastor Larry. God bless you and your listeners today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, Chaps, so we're talking about, and this is something that I think is probably pretty near and dear to you. You obviously had to fight. I mean, the Pray in Jesus' Name is the outbirth of a battle that you fought to be able to do just that. Pray in Jesus' Name as a chaplain in the Navy. Now we're being told by, you know, a number of different sources, including places like New York City, as an example, where if you have not received their vaccines, you can't go into a restaurant, you can't go into a gym. We've already seen shutdowns, and the diocese in New York just put out a notification saying that there is no justifiable religious exemption. So basically, if you're a religious person, you better get over there and get your vaccine and shut up and do it now. Chaps, how do we respond, though, when we have a number of doctors and we have the VAERS evidence that shows over 518,000 individuals that have had adverse reactions? I would take those things into consideration and say there's reason to be concerned.
Yes, and there's no way to win on this issue, unfortunately. COVID is horrible. It's spreading. It's getting worse. not better. The variants are going all over the place. And the government made its best attempt to lock everybody down and failed. And now they want to double down on that. They're being sneaky, though. The elected officials have figured out that it's unpopular to do lockdowns. And so what they're doing in places like New York City is it's not a government mandated restriction on restaurants. They're just threatening the restaurants to, you know, comply or face, you know, punitive action. And so when the restaurant owner is being asked, you know, are you going to cooperate nicely with the government, or are you going to keep people out and begin to turn away people who have not had the vaccine? The restaurateur is in trouble. Excuse me. He has almost no choice, but to begin to become the unofficial government arm of enforcement and begin carding people at the door as to whether or not they've had a vaccine. Well, that's ridiculous. The governor of Washington State, Jay Inslee, offered pastors, this is on his own governor website, he said, we'll offer you increased attendance ratings if you make the vaxxers sit on the left and the non-vaccinated on the right inside your church. Then we'll bump your capacity from, you know, 100 up to 150. And there were pastors that went along with that. So when the government can't do it, they make the proprietor, you know, the enforcer, then we all become compliant with the, we become, you know, we might as well put little Nazi armbands on our sleeves, because we are now policing ourselves when the government cannot.
And from a biblical perspective, from a Christian perspective, I don't think that we are in a place where, for example, where these pastors are, you know, bowing down basically to the government. What it says to us then is that government is in charge, or the God of our church, versus God being the God of our church. It's a challenge.
Well, and for the Diocese of New York, the Catholic bishop, to say there is no religious objection in our religion does not speak for the conscience rights of any particular person in his religion. Right, I'm an ex-Catholic. I don't particularly agree with them, but they cannot speak for all Christians. And in fact, it goes against the Bible. They try. I'm going to read from Romans 14 on a good Christian approach and how we ought to decide or not decide whether to force others to get the vaccine. Right. First of all, I don't mind if Christians get the vaccine. What I mind is if they try to force others, because the Bible says this in Romans 14. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. How do you read that, Pastor?
Well, it sounds to me like that in these issues, and of course they were talking about, you know, the sacrificial food that was found in the marketplaces, and they were talking about whether or not you know, certain things were okay and weren't. Remember Peter? I remember Peter, right? He was having a vision. He was up on the roof, and he was presented with foods that previously would have been considered not kosher. And the Lord told him to partake of those things. And he said, that which I have called holy is holy. And you know, basically don't argue with us about that. I would interpret those things as saying, look, those that have a strong conviction that there are issues with those vaccines and therefore they're going to abstain, should be allowed the freedom and the liberty to do that. And those that are of the belief that they're not going to have a problem and want to take the vaccine should be allowed to go ahead and do that as well, based on, again, informed decisions. And I don't think it's something that should be separating or dividing the body of Christ.
Yes. And every person, I think what the Bible is teaching us there is that every person has a personal conscience, and that it's not up to the Bishop of New York to tell you whether or not you want the vaccine or what your religion says, because he does not control your conscience. And so there are protected individual rights to not have a government needle stuck in your arm against your will. But if you want one, by all means, please get the vaccine and please be self-governing in your affairs. The idea of personal, it's also a fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? Self-control is something we ought to encourage. And there's no law against self-control, except in this case there is. When the government says, no, you're not allowed to control yourself, the government is going to control you and your children, and we're going to take away your individual conscience right to object, then I think they are clearly violating your religious freedom.
Well, let's you know, reference that too to Galatians 6. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. And then it says this, but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for each one shall bear his own load. It is, you know, each of us has the ability, as you said, chaps, to take in and process this information and then allow the Lord to minister to you how exactly you need to move forward. There are some things that are non-negotiable, but according to what you read in Romans 14, these are not those things. These are things that are, in fact, you know, are you going to celebrate on a Sunday, or are you going to celebrate on a Friday night? Are you going to honor the Friday to Saturday night Sabbath, or are you going to worship on a Sunday morning? The day is not the point. The point is, are you taking time out of your week to specifically set aside time to honor God?
Yes. Here's another Bible verse about conscience from Hebrews 10. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. So I think it's a reference to baptism, the washing with water, but also the cleansing of the conscience by the Holy Spirit is important to God. How about 1 Timothy 1? The aim of our charge is love, that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Or verse 19, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made a shipwreck of their faith. So you must never violate what you know in your own heart to be right. And if you know for you that having a government mandated injection is not for you, and there are, you know, a lot of families have already had adverse reactions, or maybe you've already tried to get the vaccine and it didn't work out for you. I'll tell you what happened when I voluntarily got the vaccine. It gave me COVID. so now I'm double immune, right? I got COVID and I got the vaccine. And so I'm mask free, certainly. And I can make those arguments when I go places. But if you know that the vaccine is going to make you sick, you should not get it. And if it violates your conscience, it may come with a price. You may have to lose your job, unfortunately. You may have to not eat in some restaurants, unfortunately. But hopefully you won't be put in jail. I think there will be a day when the government, you know, maybe tries to take away your children or prevents you from homeschooling unless you get a vaccine. And those days will be hard, because we really will have to hire a good lawyer, find a Christian lawyer. I know Matt Staver has been, his phone is ringing off the hook with persecution cases based on Christianity about the vaccine. But hire a good lawyer and sue until the Constitution of the United States is upheld, because it's clearly a violation of your personal space.
Well, that's what, Thomas Renz right now is filing a big lawsuit against the CDC and HHS over this very issue, in an effort to try to defend individuals' rights. And they're doing a class action suit based on that very, very thing. We've had him on the program talking about it. Again, as you said, chaps, it is a situation where, our family has experienced very negative vaccine problems in our history, in our medical history, and so it's something I'm not going to be advocating for. All right, we'll be back. We need to pray for our nation right now relative to this massive division that is going on, and we'll tackle that when we get back with Chaps right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest, Pray in Jesus' Name, Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. And Chaps, you know, we're talking in the break about some things that people can do, and I've shared this before about natural means to help build up your immune system and your defenses. I use quercetin with bromelain. I use 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3. I take zinc 100 milligrams. I take essential minerals that I get at Michael's Health, and you can use the code Pastor Greg there to get a discount on those. And they also have a great multivitamin, one for men, one for women, that has pretty much everything that you need in a multivitamin, high quality. And again, that's michaelshealth.com, and use the code Pastor Greg. And you have a discount for folks that they can use at powerpills.org on vitamin D3. Talk about that for a minute, if you would, chaps.
Yes, we're almost giving away bottles of vitamin D3. You can get it for a penny plus shipping when you visit powerpills.org and use the checkout code PRAYNEWS, like Pray News. And visit powerpills.org. There's other vitamin products. Our ministry benefits a little bit, but you can get a penny bottle of vitamin D3 and build your natural immunity. There's nothing wrong with vitamins. I think it's an important nutritional supplement, and it might be necessary for some old people to have better immunity, so you can naturally fight the things that are going around the air. Visit powerpills.org.
And use the code PRAYNEWS. And be sure and visit Pray in Jesus' Name, folks. Be sure and visit that. You can find Chaps also at CG Contributors. CG Contributors at the Chosen Generation Radio website. CG Contributors at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Simply click on Chaps, his picture, as well as his name, and you will be able to get directly over to the website. Pray in Jesus' Name. Chaps, as always, a great pleasure to have you, sir. Thanks so much for being here today. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we'll be back with more. Hour number two coming up straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.